اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا مصطفى.
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. استيم لسنرز اوف سيريس اف ام من مركز صحابه ذا فويس اوف اهل السنه والجماعه. We welcome you to our program Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 10th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 26th of October 2023. Let's welcome Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا زايد كان جزاك الله خيرا.
Our topic is on Gaza. Mufti Saab, give us the updates of Gaza, please.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yeah, I'm reading from the Haaretz, and they say IDF conducts overnight ground raid in Gaza, says attacked Hamas members. Rockets alarm blare in Gaza border communities. Police IDF confirmed the identity of 1,117 soldiers and civilians killed in the war. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about that. So the Jutlas are admitting 1,117 of their people are dispatched to hell. We say good riddance. And Arab-Jewish conferences cancelled after Israel police warned venue owner of consequences. Hundreds of residents of southern Israel kibbutz of Kfar Aza rally in Tel Aviv call for the immediate release of the hostages. And thereafter, they don't say nothing. I see Haaretz also is keeping quiet about that. In his own words, this is why Netanyahu must go. So he knows it's time up for him. So remember that. So there's going to be still big, big problems in Israel. They're already on the start of a civil war. And inshallah, as Quran Kareem states, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid, tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Dhalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'aqilun. Gazan workers describe inhumane treatment at Israeli detention facilities since war started. So that's how daily they put them through all this. You must remember this. And they say many hostages in Gaza will be released in a few days or so. But obviously that our brothers Hamas are holding the trump cards. And then they got there. Okay, let's see what else they got at the bottom. I'm just going down. Okay, all I want to say is the international left is to go to hell. So anyway, they don't say anything about, you must remember, Wa'il. Wa'il is the journalist of Gaza, the correspondent. And remember, I sent out the tweet now to everybody, thousands of people, Blinken. So all these bees here, who I'm going to mention, Bush, Blair, Biden, Blinken, all haramis, all of them war criminals. He told the Qatar to them, you must conceal this and don't mention all this. But they didn't listen to him and they exposed the war crimes. And then Israeli, they told the people to go to the south and they targeted, you must remember, his wife, his son, his daughter, and BBC said even grandchild. So that's what I heard myself. So remember this. Then yeah, another news I'm reading, not from Haaretz, another one. Iran trained Hamas fighters ahead of attack on Israel. So very good. You must remember this. U.S. government asked Qatar to tone down Al Jazeera. There's it here. You see that? So this is on RT. U.S. government asked Qatar to tone down Al Jazeera. Why must it tone down? So remember, look at Netanyahu. Israel is light that will defeat darkness. You are forever darkness, you haramis, you are cursed nation. Allah has chosen you for hell. U.S. records urge in anti-Semitism. So obviously that will happen, and there will be attacks on Jutlas and Americans in different parts of the world. So remember this, U.S. Senate ready to block $100 billion Israel-Ukraine aid package. Now the focus is on Israel. They'll give majority of the money there. Israel delaying Gaza invasion to give U.S. time. So meaning U.S. can bring in more and more, you must remember this, that is their troops and whatever you. See this one here, Auschwitz in Latin America. Here's how one of the closest U.S. allies turned on Israel, referring to Colombia, and world's biggest wealth farm posts heavy losses. So that one there is a big thing, the big story. Norwegian investment lost over $30 billion in the third quarter amid global growth concerns. So now they'll blame everything here on Hamas now and so forth. Come, let's a good starting point. Let's start from there, remember. So let's ask this question. Tomorrow is the 27th, isn't it? Of October.
Gee.
Right. So it means that we go back 3 weeks. So on the 7th of October, it was a Saturday, and Hamas went in. They saw openings everywhere, and whether you say 1,300, 1,400 or more, they dispatched the Israelis to hell. What we say Alhamdulillah, very good they did that. They pulled off a miracle, a karamat. It never happened, you must remember, since World War II, and after that, Hitler's time and so forth, that so many Jutlas were dispatched to hell. So why? That's a big question. We need to look at it. It's not that they just come and start shooting and going like this and so forth. So I give you 5 reasons why. Simple. Number one, that this happened Saturday. That Friday, so that, okay, we leave that out, the Muslims were there in Aqsa al-Mubarak. That Wednesday and Thursday, you must remember Ben-Gvir, your minister of security, he encourages the settlers, you must go inside. And 500 of them entered Aqsa al-Mubarak, and they defiled it, desecrated it, and so forth and so on. Okay? Then that Thursday, they were having their holiday festival, religious festival called Sukkot. Then 1,000 of them and more entered Majidul Aqsa. And remember, Hamas warned Israel not once, on several occasions, that you are playing with fire. That's Al-Khatul Ahmar, our red line. Once you enter Aqsa, then we're not going to hold back. Now, I'm asking you, is that a valid ground or not a valid ground? Obviously, it's a valid ground. Unless you are blind, obviously, or you got asabiya, partisanship, and so forth, allegiance to them. That's a different. But if you ask people who are objective, who are independent, and so forth. So that's reason number one, right? Reason number two. You must remember this side, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. So he is now competing. He knows the Haramain Sharifain is there. He knows the Muslim sentiment against Israel and the Jutlas and the crimes they are committing for the past 75 years. Yes, he goes behind the back door and they want to start negotiation, open ties and so forth. Now with that, on the second point, you must add 2 things. Because the Ummah half the time is sleeping, they don't understand things. I read myself, and you can Google it, you must remember on Haaretz, they said that last year or whenever, the same MBS Murtad bin Shaitan met Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you killed and massacred today, you war criminal, you super terrorist. So he, Bibi Netanyahu, flies over to Neom, that is where he's building that in Al-Ula, and you know, next to Tabuk. I've been to all these places with Allah's help. So he's building his dream city there. So that time already he met him. Obviously, the Saudis refuted it and said no, but Haaretz said they met. I believe Haaretz, obviously. So we're still busy with the second point. So now you go and meet this guy and you want to build up ties with him. Why? So Israel will be happy with you. America will be happy with you. On Fox TV, Just now you can go and just see which date. On Fox TV, he, MBS, went and he said, we are inching every day closer to Israel to normalize ties. Mm. That's his words. I maybe added few words, so I'm just, you know, paraphrasing him and so forth. So that's the... Now one side, Aqsa is there. So the other side, so what happens? You put in the Haramain, it's already halfway, quarter way in the hands of the Yahud. And then when you normalize ties, so you must remember what will happen, it will be completely in their hands. Hmm. What I mean, that is already quarter way, halfway in their hands, no imam is allowed to say one word against the Jews in his dua or anything. They tell them you mustn't read the words of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala curses the jutlas and so forth. You can't read in Salat and beside Taraweeh, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wa an-nasara awliya ba'dhum awliya wa ba'd. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. You can't read this. And in dua, Jummah time, they make dua. You can't say, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin al-muhtallin. You can't say. Now you see how far it's gone already. So you must remember. Then, we're still busy on the second point. So, you must remember that. Then, you see, there are three imams. If you include Shuraim, then the four imams. They got fed up also. They made some, expressed some sentiments and so forth. And they said, no, we can't accept this new contract or whatever. They gave them 4-year contract. So, Shuraim got fed up long time. He resigned. You understand? So, let's say he resigned. So, he's out of the picture. Whatever excuse he gave. But that was just by the way to get out. So if you know the imams, so Sheikh Yasir Dawsari of Imam in Makkah, I translate every Friday with Allah's help. So remember, it was Imam Khatib. They said, no, your new contract we're not renewing because your 4 years is up. Sheikh Huzaifi Senior, he's Imam over 40 years. His son, Sheikh Ahmed Huzaifi, who was Khatib, Imam, performing Taraweeh, 5 daily Salat, whatever. So he's also not renewed, meaning they fired him. Sheikh Khalid Al-Muhanna, same thing for him also. So, إِذَا أَجَزْتُمْ أَنْ قَوْلِ الْحَقِّ فَلَا تَقُولُ الْبَاطِلِ. When you can't speak the truth, then don't go speak batil. So they weren't prepared to do that. So now if you take his name, his father's name, and like how or what Juwani does and all that, then you're very good, you see. But if you want to speak the truth, then you bet they just fire you. Now they, Hamas, every true Muslim, we have to underscore that word there, that every true Muslim should be reading 2 rakat salah daily. Ya Allah, give Hamas victory over the super terrorists and over Israel and America and all these forces who are helping them, that they saved our Haramain Sharifain. They protected Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. You got that? So, you understand what I'm saying? So there's the second one. Third one, when the war started, listen now carefully. You see, I just wanted to see, they did the Haaretz and them report that about the murder of, you understand, Wa'il's wife and children and so forth. Nothing there. I went through all that, nothing there. So they're trying to conceal it. But the world is reporting it. I heard it on BBC. I heard it on 702 also. So you must remember these things. This morning, so you must remember, so all these things are happening in the world and they're getting disgraced and humiliated and so forth. So now the world is seeing how they target it. Now, reason number 3. When the war started and now things are getting out of, you understand, control, they're murdering, massacring indiscriminately and so forth, that is the Jutlas, the Haramis. So does Ben Gvir, Smotrich, the right-wing government, encourages them to go inside Aqsa and to shout and scream in Hebrew language that demolish Aqsa, demolish it. You get the point now? So demolish it meaning what? That the front portion, you know Aqsa, you've been there, no?
Si.
You've been there?
Si.
MashaAllah. So that, so you saw that big walls there, so that are 36 acres, right? And the whole area is Aqsa al-Mubarak, okay? So, but the structure of Aqsa, so you must remember, is the one in front, Masjid Qibli. And the one at the back with the golden dome built by Abdul Malik Marwan in the year 82 after Hijrah, Surah Yasin inscribed there, all that, from where he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, went from Mi'raj and all these things there. That they want to demolish and abolish and replace it with Haikale Sulaimani. And they say what they did in Masjid Ibrahim Khalil Rahman, that is, they made tansif, you see, that they murdered our people in Salat on a Saturday. So remember, it was on the 20th, let's check it up on English date there. So Gregorian date, I remember 24th February, Hebron, and Islamic date, 16th Ramadan, 1994. So just put their massacre there in Hebron and so. This Baruch Goldstein, who's the best friend of this guy, Ben Gurion, both Haramis were together, and not in that day, but they're together in their plotting, planning. So he entered, remember, and murdered, massacred 29 people while they were reading Salat. And then the others who were injured, they succumbed to injury, became Shuhada and martyrs, 70 of them approximately. It was 24 February.
It says Hebron massacre. 24th August.
No. But 1994?
No.
No, no, no.
Must be another one.
So you must get there. Just put Baruch Goldstein and put their massacre at Hebron. So it happened in February, 99%. So you must remember this. So just put Baruch Goldstein, Hebron, and you'll see, then the date will come up and so. So then what? I read Salat in 89. I read Salat in 92. It's our masjid. When I went after that in 98, 2000, 2002. So you see that the masjid is half. Now they're stealing that portion also, remember that. So that is what they want to do with Aqsa al-Mubarak. You see that? So
25th February 1994.
Yeah, that's the right date, thank you, with Allah's help. So 25th February 1994. So you must remember these dates. It was 16th Ramadan. I was in Newcastle, I was coming back. You know, I maybe went to Clicks or Game or somewhere. And I heard it on the news, 1 o'clock. So then I just stopped the car, parked, and rushed to the town masjid. And remember that after Salat, I just jumped up and said, brothers, please, everybody read 2 rakat Salat. A big massacre has taken place there at Masjid Ibrahim Khalil. So see, our masajid, which are the holiest, holiest to us, Hamas is protecting it. Because the Muslim countries, don't understand? What are they going to do? Hopeless, good for nothing. You must remember this. They can't. I give you another reason. Because our people don't know these things here. And I'll tell you who you must follow. You understand? If you want political analysis and if you want to understand conflicts and these type of things, they are masters in this field. So one is, you must remember Marwan Bishar or whatever. Just see there, Jazeera, journalist, you understand? So he said, I heard him myself, he said one country that he doesn't use the words like I'm using, but he means that. He'll put it a little bit diplomatically. So he said that they have gone even more than Egypt, gone even further than Jordan and so forth in their ties with Israel. They said, we will discuss everything together, militarily and classified information and everything. UAE. They are the top of the lot of the Arab countries that have so-called normalized ties and all. Pakka murtad, obviously. You understand? So you must always read his analysis of things. What is his name? Marwan?
Bishara.
Yeah, Bishara. Marwan Bishara. So you must read, not Bichara, Bishara. He's giving great tidings to the Ummah. Bishara, you know, like that. And then that other guy there, so he's a Shia, so you must remember, what's his name? That he always comes on there and gives analysis. He's a Pakka Shia. So that Mahdi. Yeah, Mahdi what? Mahdi? So anyway, he's a Pakka Shia. He says also he's a Shia. So obviously for that we don't agree and we say Shia is a kuffar. But he analyzes things very, very well. You must remember these kind of things here. Yeah. So he will tell you a lot of things which other media won't carry, right? So that is issues you must remember. So number one, I told you that these people here, yeah, that they were provoking Hamas by going into Aqsa. Number two, you know, what was the second reason I gave? The Saudi ties. You must remember that were on the verge of happening. They torpedoed the whole thing. And what did the Haramain Sharifin should go? Remember that. It's already going half three quarter way, as explained. Third, what is the third reason I gave? So you must remember, I said that, you must, this year, that they want to now openly, they are saying that they're going into Aqsa and they want to now demolish the masjid, Qubbatu Sakhra and all that. So who's standing up? Only them. Fourth one, that they say Hamas is the enemy. So the question I'm posing to them, in Daffatul Gharbiya, always remember these terms. Gaza is on one side and the West Bank is on the other side. We call it Daffatul Gharbiya. So in Daffatul Gharbiya, there is no Hamas. But they're attacking our people there, stealing our land there, arresting our women, our children, and they're at gunpoint, evicting them from their homes and so forth. So what must you do? I'm asking you. Even Netanyahu this morning, I heard him saying, in their language, it is translated. So in Hebrew, he says that if you say, I committed war crimes, then how did they attack the people who were having a musical show? That also is a war crime. He's saying like that, you see. I say, no. I say, big difference. You see, you are having your musical festival, all that on our land. So therefore, you are occupiers of our land. And when you are stealing, occupying our land, and for us to come there and even put a bullet through you, never mind take you hostage only, to put a bullet through you, male or female or whoever, is 100% justified Islamically. We're not interested in your people's laws, that you'll change it how you want to and suit you and so forth and so on. So therefore, and then what about no water, no fuel, no electricity, and nothing goes in you. Now, little bit going in. So you must remember, the whole world agrees it is a human catastrophe, it's a genocide, and you must remember war crimes are committed and so forth and so on. Those who are speaking the truth, therefore we don't say every Jew, so or every person, we will say majority of them, but there are few who are speaking the truth, but they in the minority. Always remember that. So therefore, we need to understand all the reasons that Hamas knows what the repercussions were and all that, but they have written their name in the books of history. Every analyst will tell you that, remember the ties between Israel and Palestine, that the ties between Israel and Arab countries, Muslim countries, can never be the same again. So who gets the credit for that? Hamas gets the credit. So therefore, what they did is a very, very great thing. So what must we do, all that, inshallah, after the break, we can discuss, inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll meet you after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Saab, Turkey, what's Turkey's role in this? We understand that they are just 800 kilometers and they are rated 10 or 11 in terms of military power. So why are they not assisting?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember that Turkey and all of them are, I'm not making excuses for them, Turkey and all of them and all the Muslim countries will first look at their own interest and so forth. Erdogan, remember when that attack took place, like they call it massacre and so forth, when the attack took place 7th of October, so he even phoned Herzog, the president of Israel, and offered condolences. You see? Why? Because now they got ties, they're thinking to make men's situation and, you know, compensate for whatever happened in the past, become peli-peli, simple words. So try and do that. He's supposed to go there now. You understood? He cancelled that trip now. So next one is this. You must remember that whenever Erdogan spoke against America or spoke against Israel or spoke against the West, so they did economic sabotage. What is economic sabotage? That the Turkish lira, they devalued it. So you must remember inflation there is running at 30-40%. So he knows that these people can do that. End of the day, they can agree with him, majority of the Turks, that, you know, we must do something for Gaza, we must do something for Palestine, But when you see your child, you see your wife, you see your family crying, and the money is not sufficient to buy the food, to pay the rental, pay water lights and all these type of things. So then they start protesting, they start swearing him and so forth and all. So he's walking, what you say in English, the tightrope. You understood? The hearts of the people will agree he should send in the army. And many places you will see they told him that. But he knows that once the body bags come back, al-awam kalanam, so then they will start swearing him and so forth and so on. So what needs to be done? I said it this morning also. Simple thing the Muslim Ummah must do. Their strategy is what? Flatten Gaza. And they already flattened it. More than 50% is flattened. There they don't have houses, they're in the open and so forth. War crimes, genocide, ethnic cleansing, call it whatever you want. The whole world is saying 23 or 24 journalists murdered, martyred by them and so forth by the Israeli Defense Force. So all this is there. You can. What these haramis are doing, super terrorists, they're collecting evidence of the war crimes of Hamas against them. You understood? And then they will try and cook it up even more. You know, they know how to play with it and all those kind of things there. So like how that hospital, they blame Hamas. You see that? So something there. So same thing they'll try and do. But they can't get away. This time, the whole world, they saw how many babies, 2,500, 3,000 children martyred and murdered and so forth. So let's come to what should the Muslims' response be? The Muslims' response should be, in kana sawaban fa min Allah, wa in kana khataan fa minni wa min shaitan. If it's right, it's from Almighty Allah. If it's wrong, it's from me and shaitan and Satan and Lucifer. That we must target one place. They say flatten Gaza, we must say flatten Tel Aviv. You see why Tel Aviv? It is the economic capital. You must remember that. It's where majority of the jutlas are. It's where majority of their activities are. Their airport is there, Ben Gurion. How you went when you went to Aqsa? By plane or you went by from Jordan side?
From Jordan side.
Yeah, okay. So you must have by road you came. So you must have, I came in both ways, so therefore I'm asking. So you will see David Ben Gurion Airport right in the heart of Tel Aviv. The ocean is there and all that. So this is their hub. So we have to hit the hub, remember that, and flatten Tel Aviv. Now imagine Hamas with their homemade rockets, or they got some rockets, missile, whatever you want to call, from Iran or whoever, Hezbollah, Shaitan, Hezbollah, and all of them. So they can strike inside this thing, Tel Aviv. Yesterday they showed it again. So this type of things. And we sent it out everywhere, what damage it caused in that. Even if it doesn't kill a jutla, it harms them. And jutlas are such, remember this, Jews and Hindus. Quran says, Surah 5, verse 82, they are our arch enemies, and majority of them. And also, they are the most coward people. If they want to attack you, they'll come, 8 police, 10 police, there's that. On a one-to-one, they won't come. So you must remember, even now, the Palestinians will finish them up. So the point I'm making is we must have a strategy, and you leave all this. Now you're speaking of Turkey or Pakistan or this army, how powerful that. Nobody's going to come. Even the Iranian Shias won't come. I made a point, I don't know if it was in your program or whose program. I said, go study Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin the Just. Even before he liberated Palestine in the year 1187, that before that, he made sure he sought out the Shias. When he came to Egypt, he got rid of them. They were controlling Al-Azhar, they were controlling this, controlling that. So because they will say the same, Hassan Nasrullah, he said, let them attack us, the Israelis. We will wipe them off the map, and we got 100,000 missiles, and we got this. And what Iran says, you must remember that, we will attack them. We got our missiles that can reach there. It's all saber-rattling, emotional rhetoric. You understood? That Shias won't help us. If they help, little bit they'll help. But never the help what they are speaking and promising the world. The ummah gets carried away, you see, and this type of thing. So, that's their history. You must remember that. So you just need to mobilize these five groups, basically. Hamas is there in already. Hizbu Shaitan, Hizbullah is in already, whatever extent, you understand? So they are busy there with Israel at the border there. So there is some problems going on, there is some shooting and all that. Then we need to get the Syrians involved, you understood? Because every day also they are suffering. But Syria can only come in if Russia gives the go-ahead and says that we will give you support. Because Bashar Assad is very weak on his own. So he needs Russia's help there, you see. So this type of thing. So one, you need Hamas, that's Palestine. And you need Jihad Islami, all we put together one. Then we need these guys, Hizbu Shaitan, to take care of that and so forth. Then we need Syria, because it's nearby, all these things there. So that's three. Then we need in Iraq, and they're already busy. You must remember that America has issued a statement and said all Americans and that better get out from Iraq and all this. Because they've been through war. They know what Americans did there. 1 million plus people. You murdered 500,000 children. So now is the opportune time for them, Ansarullah or whatever they call themselves. And then the other country that can get involved is Yemen. You must remember these things here. If these five just have to strategize and all say we must attack Tel Aviv, that we can flatten it. So that will be a great victory, remember this. But obviously, can they do it, can't they do it? That Allah alone knows. But that should be our strategy, that you take Tel Aviv, you damage half of it and so forth, then these jutlas will learn. You see, America and all this West and that, they're expecting something from outside, you know, Russia or China or this one or that one and that. Then it becomes world war. But if you want to keep it just like regional, so these people can come in. You must see, when I was at CII, you know, so one day one big Saudi general came. I think I mentioned it to you. So I don't know who invited him, but he could speak very good English and so forth. So they were discussing. I wasn't really interested in all that. So I posed 2-3 questions to him. I asked him that this Imams of the Haram, this is now how many years, maybe 10-15 years ago, 10-12 years ago. So I asked him that general whatever is, so that these Imams of the Haramain Sharifain, when they deliver khutbah, do they have that freedom to express their opinion and say? He said, no. They won't have complete freedom. They can write it out, but they will be like a mushrif, somebody who will watch it and supervise it and see. Then they will allow that khutbah to go through. You understand? Especially after the Sheikh Huzaifi with the Shia and all this thing. You know that happened to them. So that was one. Second question I asked him, what is your policy? Understand this question. What is your people's policy regarding the Palestinians, regarding the Ummah and all that? He said that we are told from above. He didn't mention the name, but we know what it means. We are told from above. America dictates to them that two countries, you must never allow them to rise. When you see they're becoming powerful, create problems for them and so forth. One, Pakistan. I'm asking you, Mosaid, you now a little bit in politics and that. What you think, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and all these characters here, are they happy with Imran Khan in jail, or are they happy that Imran Khan is outside? What do you think?
In jail.
Because you must remember that they know their corruption can continue with Shabbaz Sharif, Nawaz Sharif, and all these characters and so forth. But Imran, whether we like, don't like, everybody has to accept this. Nobody could corrupt him. Even when he went for divorce, the judge there in UK said you're entitled to so many million pounds and so forth and so on, and they will have to pay you. He said, but I don't want that money. So I remember, it's my children, was my wife, and so forth, and so. Then that wife said, that is Imran. He, the judge, said, first in my life, I see a person like this. How many times they tried to corrupt him? Millions. But he said, I don't want. You understood? So that is what the politicians can't understand. Every Pakistani politician, beside maybe Ziaul Haq and maybe one, two, everyone corrupted to the core. You see? Now, yeah, you get one, and then when you're not corrupted, then you can speak the truth. He told them, you are not going to fire any drones into Pakistan, and you won't be able to use Pakistan as a base to attack Afghanistan anymore. So we're not your slaves. For Pakistani to tell them that is a big smack in their face, you see. So that's Pakistan. Second one, that's Yemen. They said never allow Yemen to rise. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. You must look at the sequence of events. You see, let me just start from the beginning quickly so you'll understand. That when King Abdul Aziz, now he formed all this and all that, all traitors, so you must remember, they were the ones fighting the Khilafat Uthmaniyah, the Saudis and all those Arabs and all of them. Thereafter, he died, then you got Saud. Saud also, they kicked him out and all. Faisal came into power. After Faisal was Khalid. After him was Fahd. After him was Abdullah. So the ties were always there with America, with this. Superficially, they used to make statements against Israel and this and all these type of things. But they used to have secret meetings and all this kind of thing. When Salman came, now Salman, we had a lot of hopes because initially they said he's a Hafiz, he's this and all this. So the first crown prince was who? Muhammad Naif. Naif is the guy who is their brother, so he passed away. So you must remember then, so they get rid of him, and he brings this light tiki, 31, 32 years old, this MBS Murtad. When he becomes the crown prince, defense minister, the idiot, the fool, first thing he does, without anybody's consultation, go attack Yemen. So the world is silent. I'm asking you, for what you have to go attack Yemen? 3 million is the poorest Arab country. You must know that. And you must know that they got instructions always to bring it down. Al-Yamaniyu Hikma. So they study all these ahadith and all these things here, and they say these people will cause a threat to us. It's hadith in Bukhari Sharif, all this. So Al-Hikmatu Yamaniya also comes. So the point I'm making, so you went and you starved 2, 3, 4 million people. You murdered and killed thousands of innocent people and without any crime. And these people are assisting him. Very good, you are doing this. You're doing our dirty work. His reasoning is this, the Shia bloc is getting too powerful. That if you see Iraq is now Shia run, Baghdad. If you see Syria is Shia run. If you see Iran is obviously Shias. If you see Yemen, the Houthis are getting very, very powerful. So they want to take over the Haramain Sharifain. So he says, I made a preemptive strike. So your preemptive strike worked against you. You getting the point now? So that is how foolish he was in that. Therefore, even if he makes tawbah, that Allah alone knows, but if he makes sincere tawbah, these two crimes he committed will remain with him till day of Qiyamah. One is the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, making pieces of him, and second one, the murder of thousands of people there in Yemen and so forth. So we must put all these things in perspective and so forth. So what else can we, the Ummah, do? So number one is wherever we are, we should contribute and so forth, whether it's zakat, whether it's lillah, whether it's sadaqah, I see whether it's interest also. Every person there is mustahik, they blew everything away of theirs. What they got? They got nothing. So you must remember this type of things there. So whatever we can give, and who should we give? I said this morning, and I repeat now also, we say that you should give, you must remember, Majlisul Ulama, Hazrat Maulana normally, I know, that Hazrat Maulana normally doesn't like to collect for Palestine. Because why? He says too many organizations and the money don't reach them. But now, mashallah, he must have had some contacts or whatever. And so, obviously, every person is concerned who has love for Islam, is our first Qibla and everything. So you must remember, so they gave all the accounts. We sent it out to thousands of people. So you all also should encourage people to contribute to the majlis and so forth, right? So that we can do. Second one, we should be involved in our dua and so forth and so on. Third, if people can go, I'm not speaking of women now, that we got questioned yesterday that women are going. They're not only women. Obviously, that's haram. I told you what Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi said. We say, Rahimahullah, we don't agree with them on all his fatwas, but certain fatwas are masterpiece. Remember that. For example, can you marry a Jewess or Christian? What he wrote. I have his fatwa kitab, Fatwa Mu'asara, is one of the best fatwas of Mufti, a Sheikh has written, remember that. And on this issue, yeah, he wrote the principles. He said, the Ummah today, I'm just paraphrasing, the Ummah today, they say my intention is good. But good intention does not justify a haram action, you see. So we must always remember that, and he gives the reasons and all that. So that's very, very good. So now you get the woman want to go. Say, no, we will help Gaza. But you're doing haram. Yesterday the agent came, yesterday in the program, they said, Mufti AK, I want to inform you, because of your fatwa and that, is haram for the women to go for Umrah alone and so forth and so on, so I refunded them. I think, inshallah, I hope that he refunded them full amount. I told him, if you refunded them full amount, Allah reward you. That was the right thing for you to do. But that was his question, by the way. His real question was, why don't I condemn the women's forum who are going, only women, to Gaza and so on? I said, I already condemned them, and now also I'll condemn them, and today also I'll condemn them. So you see, so we want to help Gaza, right? But you must do things within the framework of the Sharia. You can't be doing things what come in your head, in your mind and all. Say, no, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, but we deliberately, intentionally violate the laws of Allah. So how will that work? It's like people going for Hajj or Umrah. So you must realize Umrah season. Most Umrah is Sunnah. Nobody will tell you it's Farz or whatever. Now you go, you must Zuhur Salat, you must Maghrib, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, one Salat, two, three, four, whatever, five. So what good is that Umrah when you must that which is the most important action after your Iman? But what is the good in it? No good in that. So that is what I'm saying here. So if you can go, so even because from Rafah border to enter, for anybody, they won't allow you. From Israel side, they want. So Gaza to enter itself, that's a no-go. But even if you can enter there via, you must remember, Jordan, or you can enter via Tel Aviv, or whichever way, and you are in Jerusalem, you are in other places, and you go help the families there, and they can, inshallah, start, they got their ways and means, you must remember, then, inshallah, that will be very good. So we encourage that. But it must be done with a woman going with mahram. Or men only go. So this type of things. So humanitarian aid, second one, our du'as. Third one, that holidays are coming, people are booking for year and there. I always, for 10, 20 years or so or more, I'm encouraging people from those times that when holidays come, take your children with. You see, our children generally are spoiled like you can't believe. I mean, let's be honest about this. Musty, you know, real musty. They dictate the terms to the parents most of the time. So when you show them the other side, that these people, yeah, what's suffering, what they are going through, their father has been murdered, martyred, and they are all there in Darul Aitam. They call Darul Aitam, Darul Aitama, and the orphanages, and yeah, and there, and so forth. So you have to go with the Laysal Khabarukal Mu'ayana. Then you will understand the real plight of the Palestinians and so forth and so on. So that is our message to the Ummah.
Mufti Saab, tomorrow for the Jummah, what should the Imams be addressing in tomorrow's khutbah globally?
Even now, today I said it in the masjid, I was there, Muhajirin and Ansar. I said to the honorable Imams that everybody should be reading Kunut Nazila. I mean, so many Imams I know are not reading any time. Makkah, Medina, they don't read. So I can understand why they don't read, because the harami, Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, doesn't allow them. You understood? Who is preventing you? So every imam, our appeal is not only for Jumu'ah. Our appeal is for once a day, whether it's Fajr time, Maghrib time. According to Hanafis, you can read Kunut Nazila in any Salawat Jahriya, the loud Salat. So whether it's Fajr, whether it's Maghrib, whether it's Isha, whether it's Jummah. And Shafi's in them say all five Salats you can read. So you must remember these things. So one is Kunut every day. One is qunut for tomorrow. So you must remember, I'm going to my program, inshallah, tonight. We will be there in a petitive after Isha, then after Fajr in another masjid, not Masjid al-Tawheed, the other masjid. Inshallah, we'll have a program there. That Maulana contacted me and he said it's confirmed. And then that Masjid al-Tawheed, we'll have Jummah. So now, normally I don't make khutbah salat, but for this type, I say I'll make the khutbah salat. You must remember, last week I was in Brits and that. So I told him I'll make it, because for this very reason, because we don't know if you're going to make kunut or not, and so forth and so on. So therefore, rather we just handle it and do it. So 100%, we encourage all the imams of the world, wherever you are, even if you're in the right comfort zone, but for Palestine, for Afghanistan, for the Ummah that are bleeding and so forth, then you should ensure that you read that. And your topic, you the Imam, the Maulana, the Sheikh, the Mufti, whatever your title is, you should speak about the importance of Gaza. You should speak about the atrocities, war crimes against the Palestinians. Not now, for 75 years. This is only now where the world is seeing it. And then third thing, you must tell them that always give them hope. Victory is ours. You must be beghirat. Before we finish, I must make the statement. I said it this morning, I repeat it again. You must be a person who's beghirat, be iman, no sign of iman, nothing. Imagine tomorrow, Friday, 27th, right? 28th is Saturday. So they in Riyadh, they're calling this Shakira. Shakira, nothing to do with Islam, all. We understand, haramis, call them haramis. So MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, calling it the mother of all musical shows. The blood is flowing, our children are getting massacred and dying. If you had some ghairat, you had some iman, and so forth and so on, you could have cancelled it. You're spending millions and billions on the soccer players and that. There's a haram, we all say haram, but you could postpone it or do whatever, cancel it totally. No, we'll go ahead. So what message are you sending to the world? And you are in Saudi Arabia. I'm asking, what is the message? It means that we're very happy. You understand that? And then to top it all, he sent out the message. He told the youngsters and them, your mustn't send messages of Gaza. You know, you don't understand this thing here. That you must leave it to the Wulati Umur, that we, the prime ministers, presidents, rulers, we will sort it out. And the elderly sheikhs and all this kind of thing. But when the sheikhs speak the truth, you put them in jail. Mm-hmm. So you must. So what you talking? You see, so that is what I'm saying. We have to expose them and show the Ummah who are the real sellouts of the Ummah. That is our job, that the Ummah must know Haq and Batil, and we can't mix and adulterate the two. You must remember these things here. Whether it's South Africa, whether it's Makkah, Medina, Palestine, wherever it is, we must know who is the truth and who is on Batil. So that is our message. Remember these things.
Mufti Sahab, any du'as that we as individuals should include in Arabic?
100%, you must remember, read Alallahi, Nabi Musa alayhi salam and them, so oppressed they were. And Surah 10, Surah Yunus, verses 85, 86. Tell the people, read Alallahi tawakkalna, Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi zalimeen, wa najjina bi rahmatika minal qawmi al-kafirin. So that du'a, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu some taught us dua, all sahih hadith kitabs this, and Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim, we place you, ya Allah jalla wala, fi nuhurihim, in the necks of the enemy, the jutlas, wa na'udhu bika min shururihim, and we seek, ya Allah, your protection from their evil and that. Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'ta, in sahih Muslim, and collectively Allahumma kfinahum bima shi'ta. And then in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Allahumma munzil al-kitab, wa mujri al-sahab, wa hazim al-ahzab. Defeat them, ya Allah, ihzimhum. So all these are du'as that are masnuna, that are sunnah, authentic du'as we should read. And remember charity. And another, before we finish up, very important. Remember, we know Instagram, we know Facebook, we know that they don't allow all the messages to go through. So, but Twitter is allowing everything basically. Even this morning I sent, you must remember, I just show you one message I sent this morning because I was so busy and then I had to go barber and a lot of stories, you understand. So you must remember this. So This is the message, the last one I sent. Let's just see what it was before all this dua and all that. Yeah. See, yeah, that was the message I sent. First, we sent this one. Afshin Ratansi, whatever his name. Breaking. After reports of U.S. Secretary of State Blinken told Qatar to censor coverage from Gaza, UK, US, EU armed Israel, punishes Al Jazeera and its chief correspondent in Gaza, Wa'il Ad-Dahdu. So by slaughtering his wife, son and daughter in a military strike. Right? So everybody saw that. Then I added my comments and so forth. And I see, mashallah, people are reading it. So the Jutlas are the super terrorists of the world. They get away with murder because of U.S. policies. May Allah Ta'ala destroy the enemies of Islam and Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majidul Aqsa al-Mubarak from the Yahudis who are cursed. So you see, so we must use these things there to our advantage. Remember, encourage the people to do that, create that awakening and hope for the people, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan. We head on for the news now with Brother Suleiman Esop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.